You know, I'm going to interrupt this discussion of this complaint because in the studio with me I have Chris Congleton, who is one of the infamous coffee clatchers, as well as, I should say, a local teacher. Hi.
Good afternoon.
And Chris, you, I dragooned you last night to write up a declaration for the hearing on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, is the hearing to make sure that we get our constitutional rights restored so we can begin again the process of trying to get some kind of action from City Council on the sleeping ban. What do you want to just briefly tell us a little bit about this? I know you're kind of in a hurry. You brought us an interesting tape recording, which has to do with the mayor's conversations with you and your students, but I've read some notes that you've made about what happened, and I think some of which may end up in court.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to just kind of tell us, give us a little summary of how things went, or how do you feel about that?
Sure. So I became interested in learning more about the city council and how our city government works. Just after the election, and I also thought, since I'm going to be learning about this, I might as well bring some students along, because what better way to learn about governance or about civics than to actually go and meet the mayor, meet the city council, watch the process underway. So I made an appointment with the mayor and brought some students, and that morning when we arrived, Robert Norris and some other people were protesting the sleeping ban outside and inside the council offices.
Now, by protesting, do you mean agitating loudly, jumping up and down, and disrupting the business of the office?
No. By protesting, I simply mean that they were standing around with signs, willing to talk to anybody who wanted
standing
to
around blocking the egress to the office?
No.
Standing around alarming and overbearing toward the secretaries, perhaps?
Perhaps maybe just physically. I mean, you are a large man, but certainly not. You were calm and centered and more than polite. I mean, you were everyone was congenial. Even the secretaries were congenial with you.
Did you hear the secretary saying, "Get this guy out of here. We can't work here," perhaps?
No.
Did you see Anna Brooks in tears on the edge of emotional trauma, as she said in her declaration?
Not at all.
Perhaps were we engaging in pilfering pens, stealing food, or otherwise, creating a property problem for the office?
You know, I'm not sure, Robert. I've only known you for
sure,
a few.
You didn't pat me down for pens when you left. Yeah, boy, I got away with
but
that.
But I didn't directly observe anything of that sort.
Did you observe a loud level of conversation that would be such as to interfere with office business?
No.
Okay.
So the students and I walked in to speak with the mayor.
How many students were you?
I believe there were seven of us.
And these are youngsters or oldsters?
There was the youngest was 8, and the eldest, I believe, was 17. And we tape recorded this for a class project that someone was doing. Like, they helped transcribe the conversation, and we just used it to talk about issues of homelessness and issues of how does a city deal with an issue like this, and what happens in different economic models politically, and how can things be done differently than they are in our country, in our city, and how can we make that happen?
An issue like this, you mean the sleeping ban? Or?
It's certainly. I mean, that's a prime example of the relationship between the powerful moneyed interests and the poor. And I think that it's a really strong catalyzing point between the two. And I think that's what I see happening. That's the real conflict I see happening between you and... from my perspective, I feel like Mayor Tim Fitzmaurice is the one who's having the conflict with you, and that his secretary is simply making it happen. That's how it seems to me, because he is the only one I have seen convey hostility towards you.
You actually saw Mayor Tim Fitzmaurice, our philosophical English UCSC instructor, hostile toward me?
even in front of my school children.
In what way was Tim hostile?
Well, we were talking to you in the foyer out in front of his office after we had interviewed him. And it had been a great conversation. I learned a lot, and he had given everyone city pins, and, you know, it was a really pleasant affair. And as soon as we walked out, you were there in the lobby, and we began speaking with you. And he came out in kind of a huff, and he said in a much louder than anyone else had been speaking to you, he said, "Could you please take this meeting outside?" And
actually, I don't recall that we were meeting. I know you and I were having a relative conversation in low tones, and your Linda, the teacher with you, and a couple of the students were talking to either Anna or Suzanne,
mm-hmm.
to try to make some arrangements or get some documents or something. I'm not sure what.
Yeah,
was
I
about.
Wasn't sure either.
Right. So we were actually you were waiting for those people to finish their business, right?
Mm-hmm. And we spoke for a little while longer, and we did go outside.
Per his request, yeah. Although I must say that his attempts to demand that we leave his offices at other times I've completely ignored, because when I'm sitting quietly in a chair, or when someone is sitting quietly there and he demands that we leave, I think that that's harassment of us, and I think he's abusing the power of his office. He's abusing his just his ordinary person-to-person power. You don't come up and tell another person to leave an area. That's a form of assault in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I might tell him to leave office, but that, I guess that's more of a political statement. You brought along a little tape recorder here. What is this?
This is the interview that we had with him. And unfortunately, the first portion of it was accidentally recorded over by some of my students shortly after we had the interview with him. I had left the tape recorder out in the classroom. But what's interesting is that the tape recording, after the students had recorded over a portion of it, begins...